USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump says he doesn't want to go to war with Iran, but believes that the regime is responsible for storming the U.S. embassy in Baghdad, Iraq. The president told reporters he wouldn't let the incident become another Benghazi, and he praised the military for quickly taking hold of the situation.
It's been handled very well. The Marines came in. We had some great warriors come in and do a fantastic job, and they were there instantaneously.
North Korean leader Kim Jong-un is stepping up his rhetoric against the United States, suggesting he will have a new strategic weapon to unveil soon. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says that would be a violation of what Kim promised.
He made those commitments to President Trump in exchange for President Trump agreeing not to conduct large-scale military exercises. We've lived up to our commitments. We continue to hold out hope that he'll live up to his as well.
This is USA Radio News.
Here is some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance, and it's worked beautifully for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and over the years, members have shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills, so they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. You're not stuck with a high-cost health plan. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. Here's the number to find out more, and there's no pressure. They are super easy to talk to. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
U.S. consumer confidence is steady, USA's Chris Barnes reports.
According to the Conference Board, its consumer confidence index dipped 0.3 in December to 126.5. Economists were expecting the metric to rise a bit to 128.2 from November. Consumers rating that business conditions are good remained unchanged at nearly 39%. Those fearing conditions are bad fell a bit to just over 11%. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Illinois Governor J.D. Pritzker is pardoning thousands of low-level marijuana offenders in his state.
December 31st of 2019 will land among the best, because today we're clearing 11,017 convictions for Illinoisans.
Pritzker says he's issuing the pardons because marijuana will become legal in the new year. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
If you're out on the town for New Year's Eve, USA Radio Network's Tim Berg says, play it safe.
New Year's Eve is one of the biggest nights for bars and house parties across the country. Law enforcement agencies across the nation are stepping up their DUI patrols. Alberto Gutierrez is Arizona's director of the Governor's Office of Highway Safety, and he tells ABC 15 News out of Phoenix, there's really no reason these days to be drinking and driving.
Uber, Lyft, designated driver, be careful what you do. There's nothing wrong with having a couple of beers, some glasses of wine, but don't overdo it, because in these days, you know, an arrest can really be horrible for your life and your work and everything else you do.
The new year and the new decade is being welcomed across the world with fireworks, dancing, and champagne. But Australia's celebrations were overshadowed by deadly wildfires, and protests dampened the festive mood in Hong Kong and in India. Large crowds in Sydney Harbour watched fireworks, even as smoke from the wildfires turned the evening sky blood red. Hong Kong's government also cancelled its popular fireworks in Victoria Harbour due to security concerns as protesters staged more rallies. People in India also welcomed the new year with protests, angered by a citizenship law that they say will discriminate against Muslims and chip away at the country's secular constitution. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.